Perfect. We're on the Gemara Gufa, second into the second. At least my Gemara, it's the second of the widest lines towards the last third of Mem Vav Aleph Gufa. Whenever we're Gufa, it's going back to a text we kind of quoted already. We're going to discuss a little more detail. Gufa, Amar of Yehuda Marav. We mentioned beforehand that even if you don't place an oul, but you can place like a bunch of sacks, like empty bags, even onto a para aduma psua, you ruin the para aduma. It's considered having worked. Uve egla, but if you put on the egla rufa, the egla you want to use as an egla rufa, achitzim shoch. It's got to actually move. It's got to pull the bags. It's got to work with them. Just put it on top for a minute. That is not going to make it possible. Meisve, where's up here? I don't understand. Ol. The pasuk says over here, ol. This is referring to over here to a para aduma. It says the word ol only. Ol, aim the yellow ol. I didn't know that an ol would possibly, not these like bags or other types of stuff. An ol is a yoke, particular item. Shabbat is when I had no other avodos, other working of it besides ol would also possible the para aduma. Amar kal v'chomer. What's kal v'chomer? Ma egla she'ein mum posel ba, shar avodos posels ba. We know an egla roof we said last time, a mum is not posel, will not posel it. But we know that other avodas do puzzle it, so it's harder to become puzzle. So para, which is easier to become puzzle, shemum posel, but it becomes puzzle with the mum. You know, din sheshar avodas posel man, is it not a kalachomer that other avodas will also puzzle it? Bimnashav lomar, and if you want, you can also say nemar kan ol, nemar lal ol. You can also not a kalachomer, but a derashava between also para and egla. Malhalan over there by egla rufa. Shavuotos postals, but we know that it says Ashelo Ubad Ba, not only about an ol, but no work at all was done to Egla Rufa. So we know other avodos are posteling it. Afkan Shavuotos postals, so also over there, and by Paraduma, other avodos also will postal. So we either have a Kal V'chomer from Egla Rufa or a Gzeres Shav from Egla Rufa. Marsav Ma'i Imav Shachlomer. Why do we have this? If you want, you can say. Meaning, you gave me a good svar, you gave me a Kal V'chomer. I like it. It was good, and then I didn't even challenge it. You went straight to the next shot, Gzeres Shav. Why? The chitay might equal mifrak. Maybe you'll tell me you could have challenged the kal v'chomer. Where else do we have someone worrying about challenging a kal v'chomer? Someone was worried about challenging a kal v'chomer. Remember? Okay, we had a discussion. Remember we had all these boba yoms? Back in the day, we had all these boba yoms. They opened up. Exactly. We're going to be like, yeah, they opened up the base. So boba, a lot of things happened in the mission. We had a mission like a bunch of boba yoms. One of them was Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says that he had a kal v'chomer that truma can become a shlishi. He was afraid. He was afraid. What was he afraid of? One day, someone would take a kal v'chomer and they would reject it. Because he had no biblical source. He had logic. So he was afraid. One day, they would take it and reject it. When Rekiva had a proof that even Chulin becomes a shlishi, he was so excited if he was alive to see that. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, maybe you could have challenged the Kal V'chomer that we just gave above from Egla to Paraduma. Mala Egla, Shekin, Shunin, Posasba. We had before, if you remember, Egla Rufa is not always the slower one to become puzzle. Sometimes it actually is quicker to become puzzle. It actually sometimes is more machmir. Like, for example, there is no year limitation for Egla Rufa. There is no limitation for Paraduma. But there is for Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa has only won the first year. And therefore, maybe you'll argue that Egla Rufa can become something quicker. And therefore, the fact that it has other avodos that possible it, you can't apply it over to Paratum. That's one way of rejecting it. Inami, an alternate way of rejecting it is that we saw by Kutchim. Kutchim Yochid, Kutchim can prove that even though Mum is postalban, by Kutchim, a Mum is postal, but Ein Avoda postalban. We mentioned last time that Avoda does not possible it, right? And therefore, if we have by Paraduma, there's a Mum postalban. We saw already by Kutchim. The fact that Mum is posel is not meaning that other avoda is possible, as a Kutchim already proved to us that this is called the chomer seems to be rejected. Therefore, nemar kan ol, nemar lahalan ol, malahalan shar avodos afkan shar avodos. So therefore, we went back from kal v'chomer to imnaf shav lomar. We have gzeres shava as well. And gzeres shava is not based upon logic, and you can't refute gzeres shava. And therefore, that allowed us to learn out shar avodos for egla rufa. For pardon, I'm sorry. What's that? Maybe because not everyone, gzeres shava requires a masorah.
But if you're not rejecting gzeres shava,
we have two ways of learning that. For those of you, those people who have gzeres shava, it's all you need. People who didn't have gzeres shava, so we have a kal v'chomer. You can challenge it. You can challenge it. There are questions that maybe you can challenge the challenge. Maybe you can have a debate and challenge why it's not really good proof. But it is not as clean of a kalva chomer. But Aaron's right that once we have Derech Shava, we shouldn't need anything else. But because there are times when people, you know, not everyone has a Derech Shava because of a Mesora, so then there's another way we can have it. Say again? No, Derech Shava, you can't, it's not challenging, they just don't have it. I mean, it's not challenging Derech Shava,
they don't have it.
It.
And
it could be the kalva chomer, you can challenge the challenge, but it's already getting a little bit like sticky. If you have to explain your challenge, it could be that if you looked and you could argue and prove why it's not different. But it would be a debate at that point in time. We'd rather not have it in the debate. But you're right that if you have a zero shove, it's better to stick with that. But if I can't, so I guess you can call a form that one could have questions. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mimakum Shabbata. This line over here means we have this lesson beforehand, maybe from the place where you learned it out of. Sounds familiar. I don't know if we had it before. I think we had this lesson before, also by this case. Meaning that we have an idea that you can't learn. The concept is called dayo. You know what the concept of dayo means? If I learn halacha from category A to halacha B, I can't learn more to category B than whatever I learned from. We have this before? What do we have? What do we have it? For what? It's enough. Meaning I cannot learn more than I'm learning from. So, Makom Shabbata means from the place where you're learning from, I mean, if you learn the Gzeirah Shavah, back to Aaron's point, learning the Gzeirah Shavah, or a Kal V'Chomer, I should say, I can't learn beyond the din I'm learning from. The source of learning Charvot is from is, where am I learning from? Where am I learning from and where am I learning to? What's the lach? Where am I learning Charvot is from? Where am I applying it to?
Egla.
From Egla to Paraduma. And therefore, whatever rules I have, I shouldn't be able to learn more. It should be more machmen than a roof is. But it is. Magma Shabbat, we're going to ask right now. From the place you learned it. Ma'la halan achim timshoch. The halacha by Egaruf, we said earlier on, was you have to first pull the animal. It's got to move with these things on his back to be considered a psul. But you know the Egaruf, the paraduma, is even just put it on. Why? Afkan achim timshoch. Even over here, by the paraduma, it also should make it, you have to actually walk with it on. If you learn from a kalva, from a zereshava or a kalva chomer, the source is Egla Rufa. And the source, Egla Rufa itself, it only becomes possible, Sharbonos, if you actually walk with them, with whatever items are on the animal, on them. Paraduma, just putting it on already possibles it. So how could that be? Shouldn't be able to be more than the Egla Rufa rule is. Mar says, Tanahi. Makhluk is Tanahi, what the actual source for Sharbonos for Paraduma is. If you hold as Egla Rufa, then this would be a good question. But there are those who say, it's not Egla Rufa. It's actually within Paraduma itself. We have a drusha. There are those who learn out the source of Paraduma from Egla Rufa. Now we have our question of how could you learn more than just Egla itself is. There are those who learned it within Para itself. And therefore, there is no question in that case. What's that opinion? Tanya Ol. By Paraduma is the word Ol. In the Ela Ol, Sharvodos Minayin. How do you know other Avodos besides Ol for Paraduma? And we're not going to use Egla over here. We're going to keep within Paraduma. Tamalomer Asher Lo Alala Ol. Mikom Makom. Over here, the word over here, Asher lo Allah aleha. Rashi points out, it could have said Asher lo Allah ol aleha. And therefore, the word ol is the most important thing. Asher lo Allah ol aleha. But ol was not it. But when it's Asher lo Allah aleha, ol, that means even if we get the word ol, you can't put anything else onto it either. Asher lo Allah aleha. And therefore, without the word ol already, we have it before also. Asher bana, right? Bana bias, whatever it is. Not to care. Not care nothing, but not to care. That tell you that anything you're going to tell you. Over here, anything goes on upon it. Even not an ol. So it's Gemara in Cain, and therefore we have other avodas also, and by Paraduma itself. So therefore, I can learn out even just putting it on. Well, even came out to learn. Oh, why is it oh then? If everything was shaykh, everything possible, why is it oh? Oh, posel blame b'shas avoda being shulba shas avoda. Shar avodas ain't posel el b'shas avoda. An oh is only gonna be posel if you put it on with the intention of it doing avoda. Let's say I put it on not for the intention of doing avoda. Meaning an oh again, an oh is posel no matter what. But other say I put this udashal, obviously I'm carrying a knapsack on my back. I'm not putting it on the animal. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to tie my shoe. I don't want to put it on the ground. The ground's muddy. So I put it on the back of the animal just to give myself a breather and tie my shoe. That's not called b'shas avoda. That's not, you didn't put it on there for the purpose of moving it. You put it on there for the purpose of just giving yourself a breather or cleaning yourself up, whatever it might be in the end. And therefore, the halacha is different in that case. The halacha is different. And we say an ol has a unique halacha that you put an ol on an animal, whether for the purpose of sizing it up, we're actually ready to do avoda. Either case, the ol makes the animal possible for being paraduma. If I put something else in the back of a paraduma, but the purpose was only just to rest for a minute while I tie my shoe, let's say, and then pick it off afterward, but no, not shas avoda, not for avoda, then it would not possible. I put it on for avoda, then even putting it on right away possible. That's why all is different. Okay. The ima asher lo aleha is a cloud, and all is a prat, and cloud prat. Why don't we say the word that you don't put anything on it is a general rule, and the word all is specific, it limits it, and then you have what's called a cloud of prat, or general rule and specific. And the rule when you have a cloud of prat, aim the cloud, master frat. The cloud, whatever the frat was, that's what the cloud is also. The rule is only what the prat is, and therefore only all in, midyachrini lo. Where it says it's true, but the word asher is ribuyehu. Asher is a reboy. It says asher lo la ol. The word, if it just said lo la la ol, then you're right, it would only be an all. But asher is coming to expand. And it expands not only all, but other avodos as well. Where else we have the idea of klal prat? And we had Mesechus Sota klal prat.
Yeah,
true. Where was that?
Shaving.
Excellence. Shaving the mitzora. Very good. Klal prat of klal. Reboy meter reboy. Excellence. Very good. Okay. Says the Gemara further. We had the same discussion, not by Pardu, but Eglaruf as well. Kiai Gavna, similar vein. Ol, in the Ela Ol. In the Ela Ol. Sharvodos Minai. We know, besides the word Ol, again, the Pazuk by Eglaruf, it says, Eglaruf, it says, where's the word Ol by Eglaruf? Mm-hmm. Looking for it. Where's the old? The old. Where's the old by Egla Rufa? Remember? Excellent. Pass the test. Okay, that was an Ardaf right now? Yeah. Okay, so we have a word that did not have an ol on top. Very good. Where it says here, it's only ol. How do you know other things as well? Where am I? Shavuos Minayin. Tamalomar Ashalo Ubad Ba. It was not worked at all. Implying Mikol Makom. At any work at all, even not ol ring. So even came back to the word ol, what is ol ring down for? Ol Polsel Bein Mishas Voda, Bein Shalom Shavoda, Shavodos, Bein Polsel Mishas Voda. That the other an ol is puzzle no matter what. Again, as long as it actually moves with the ol on it, it's got to move. Don't forget. But everything else, that's when it comes to Egla Rufa Parduma, it's right away. But otherwise, it's got to be Parduma. If it moves and I put it down for just for relaxing, sorry, Egla Rufa, I put it down to relax, but it moved, then it's puzzle. Other thing else, I have to actually put it, and it has to move for the purpose of my using it for avoda. That's how ol is different. Gemara says, "We took the last thing. 1 second. The imasher lo ubad ba klal ol prat klalu prat im klalu mashem prat." Gemara says, which means ol imidach lo, like we said above. Asher ribuyahu, like we said above also. It says asher. So even though it's right, klalu prat would mean only the prat, which means only an ol, but the word asher comes to expand it to shar avodos as well. Amar Rabbi Vo, Bami name Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was asked the following question: Mishichas ol bekama. We said a paraduma, you put that all on top, it's a puzzle right away, even lobashas avoda. And egla rufa requires it to move, it's got to be mashach. How much bekama, how much movement does it have to be considered a movement? So the Gemara says over here, amalei kimalei ol, like the size of an ol, the amount of an ol. Ibailu, the question was asked, l'orcho l'rachbo, the size of an ol in its length or in its width, how much movement is it? So he says, amalu, ahu mirabana, v'rav yachmu shmei. So one of the rabbis, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, said, "The Dima Farsi needed Rabbi Yochanan." I heard Rabbi Yochanan explain this. Rabbi Yochanan was going to ask the question originally. He said the size of it. I heard him explain Mishichas Ol L'Rachvo Tefach. He said that it was the amount of pulling the Ol, moving the Ol with it on your back, the size of its width, which is a Tefach. Where's the Lema Tefach? So just say Tefach. Why are you giving me all these definitions to say the word Tefach then? So how come much lunch? You're the Ol Tefach Avi. It's telling you that an Ol, the size of an Ol, is a Tefach. Who cares? What does it matter? Why do I need to know the amount, the measurements of an ol? Versus lemekach memkar, purpose of buying, selling. Meaning, the rule is, if I'm going to go to the store, I say, I'd like to buy an ol, please. And they give me some ol that's the size of a tefach. It's this size, very small. And I walk over and I'm like, what? That's an owl? That's not an owl. I go back to the store. I want my money back. He says, that's an owl. That's how much an owl is. It's 10th of size. Check your Gemara out. And that's true. That would be a fair sale, even though that's something you wanted. That is a valid sale. Amar B'Yochanan ben Sho. Bema Amar Torah Hivi Egla B'Nachal. Why do we say B'Nachal Eitan? Why do we say that you should bring the Egla Rufa in a unworked area? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Shem is telling us, Yavo Dabar Shlo Asaperos. Very powerful idea. Go to a place that is not have will not have fruit anymore. I mean, will not have growth. Will not be worked anymore. Will not give you know have produce. And Yarif, cut the back of a neck of something that has not yet had peros. So we know that the egla is only going to be a year old. Within a year old, therefore, it had not yet had children. It had not yet bear children. And Yechaber, and then that will be able to be a kapara on the one who no longer can, who you're not allowed to have peros either. That peros of here, says Rashi, means, well, think it means right now, what he thinks it means, which I'm not actually, Gemara thinks it means prove real. So here we're saying that go to a land that does not have fruit anymore, and go take an animal that's never had fruit, and do kapara for the one who does not have fruits, who's dead now. Gemara says, well, one second. My peros, what does peros mean? Eli, my peros, if you want to say it means, children, Elmiata, Azakin Vasaris, Achanami de Loarfinan? Would you say that Azakin, who can no longer have fruit, Puruvu, because he's too old, or a Saris, someone who's been castrated? We have the word Saris beforehand? Where we have Saris, remember? What's that? What was that? What was Saris? We had a question. Does a Saris, can if someone who's a Saris, can oh, his. Can a person with a Saris make life an Egla Rufa? An Egla Rufa, oh, gosh. A Sota. I'm in the wrong part right now. A Sota. What's the question? It says it's got to be something that's Zera. Someone has Zera. So does a Saris not have Zera anymore? So we had different things. A saris of a person, or a saris of a disease. We had a discussion like that. Other saris came before. So here we said, but saris is someone who can't have children. A zaki is someone who can't have children. So they were killed. There was no parents to be had. You didn't shorten their parents' life. They had no more parents left. So we say in that case, if they were killed, you don't do other roof in that case. Hachanami dolarfina, where it says, rather must be ela mitzvos. Must be, what does it mean? Peros doesn't mean children. It means mitzvos. You no longer have fruits of your labor. You no longer can be provided with great things. That's what it means over here, fruit. You didn't let them have fruit anymore, no mitzvahs anymore. You see over here, the real person's fruit is his mites and tov and mitzvahs in the world. We bring him to a marino soy el nachal eitzan. Eitzan k'mashmano, which means kashem. The Mishnah said over here, eitzan means strong. Tarabanan binayin le'eitzan shu kashem. Eitzan means strong. We bring him to a p'zuknav, shenemar, top of and above my base. Eitzan moshavecha, v'sim b'sela kanecha. V'sim b'sela kinecha. That strong is your dwelling place. And we put your nest in a cellar. So we're comparing your dwelling place being strong like a rock. You know, rocks are strong, so Eitan is strong. V'omer, another pasuk says, Shimu harim esrib Hashem ve'etanim mozdei aretz. Let the mountains hear the fighting of Hashem, the struggle, the quarreling of Hashem. And let the etanim, the strong ones, refer to the mountains again, which are mozdei aretz, which are founding the world. We say over here that we're calling the mountains etanim. And the Rashi said here that the mountains usually are very rocky, mostly rocky mountains. That's why it's called the Rocky Mountains. You're from Canada, but referring to, you know where the Rocky Mountains are found?
Colorado.
Rocky Mountains. You ever heard that before?
Colorado Rockies.
That's right, the baseball team. That's right, very good. That's why it's called it. It's based on the Gemara and Sota. Whoever named them must have done that and then based on Sota. Clearly. Anyways, when we others say, Minayin Leisan Shu Yashon, how many of the Eisan? It's supposed to be the ground that's there. You can't bring me rashes. You can't bring new ground, new land, and put it there, and then do the egg for David. Anyway, it's to be the same ground that was all the time. Yash, it's old ground. Shemar goy esan who goy me olamu. It's a goy esan. It's a goy. It's a nation that is esan. A nation that is me olam forever. So the word esan means forever. It's got to be a ground that was there forever. Meaning you can't just bring new dirt here and do everything over that. Where else we have the idea of bringing dirt? Okay, also, what else we have dirt? Good. We said before, we said, Mikarka Mishkan, right? You bring the dirt We had a question. What if you don't have any? You have the whole thing under there to pull it up. What if you don't have any? Can you bring dirt, put it in the garbage can, and then use it over there? So I'll address what we had as well. Okay. The orphan also the kofis me'achar. We said we take that machete out and we whack the bird, whack the cow from behind. I just said the word bird because of the next line. My time. What's the reason why we say why I said bird? Why do we say it's how we know it's from behind? Gamar arif arifa me'achar zof. We learn out the word arifa. The lashon of arifa from the bird offering for a chatas, a bird offering sometimes that you bring, and it's clearly from the back of the neck. So to over here, the word arufa also means back of the neck. Umakumas from Israel mila abe. We said that place is usher for you to plant and to work. Tarabana asher lo ye ave bo lo yizareya. That's a pasuk. You do not work in it. You do not plant in it. L'sha'aver. Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yosher over here, that means it never was worked. It never was planted. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Labba. No, it means that you don't work anymore. You don't plant anymore on it. Rava Amar Labba, Kuli Amlo Pligi. Dichsiv Lo Yizarea. No one argues. Rabbi Yosher over here, everyone, even Yosher would agree, it's definitely future. You can't use it either. Yizarea implies future. He Pligi Yishavar. The question is, does it also have to be a place that you never did work in the past? That's where the Machlokes. Rabbi Yosher Yosavar. Rabbi who said before, it also passed, he can't have worked already. Miksiv lo yi'ubad, which would mean future. It says lo ye'aved, which should mean past even. It doesn't say yi'ubad the future. Ye'aved, it means past. And therefore, it doesn't say this future to a sense, it must be also past, is off limits. We understand it says miksiv asher lo ne'avad. Didn't say that wasn't worked in the past. That would be a better way to say past. And it doesn't say that, and therefore, it must be only future. Past, if it was working in the past, it's okay. You can do everything on that. And as long as this point forward, you don't have to work on it, according to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia, Asher, Lishavar Mashma. Rabbi Yoshia says over here, you're right, it's a little ambiguous. It doesn't say Ne'avad, but the word Asher, it doesn't say Yuvad or Ne'avad. It says Ye'aved. That's a little bit ambiguous. But the word Asher is Mashma past tense. Rabbi Yonasan says, Asher Ribuyahu. Rabbi Yonasan says, we just did the Gemara just now about the word Asher being a Ribuy. It means something else. It doesn't mean past tense. It's there for something else. We'll see in a minute what the reboy is. But it means a reboy. It doesn't mean past tense. Let's see what the reboy is right now. Umutulisrok sham pisham nakir sham vadam. You're allowed to comb flax there. You're allowed to chisel out stones from there. Tan rabbanan. Ashirlo ye aveibo lo yizareya. Ainli elazria. Sharvodos minayin. How we know not only can you not plant there, but other things you can do also. Malomar. Ashirlo ye aveibo. Mikom makom. That you don't work there at all. It sounds like not only you can plant it. Why is it then? If it means any work, why can't it say? Why not to say you cannot plant there? Zriya is unique that it's dafka. It's working the ground itself. Gufa shakarka. So too, any avoda that's usher is only things that are working the ground itself. Yatsa that comes to exclude shrikas pishtan nikra avanim shenem gufa shakarka comes to exclude combing of flax and chiseling out stones in that area, you're not working the ground. You're working on the ground. You're not working the ground itself. And therefore, that would be considered things that you do not, are not off limits on Eglarufa, on the land where Eglarufa is done. Ve'ima asher lo ye'aveibo klal. Lo yizareya prat. Back to our klal prat rule. Why don't we say that don't work at all as a klal, and don't plant as a prat? And the rule is klal prat. Ima klal masra prat. Zriya minach rini lo. That only zriya should be a problem, nothing else. Klal prat. Where it says no. Asher ribuyahu. That's where our asher came from. So again, the asher is ambiguous lashon. So either it means go past tense, like Rabbi Yoshi said, or Rabbi Yonasan said over here, no, asher means don't say klal prat and limit to the prat. It expands it to even learn out other avodos that are gufa karka. Ziknei ha'ir roch tzidudei. We said the zikneim of the city would wash their hands after this whole ma'aseh happened at the rufa. And they would say, we didn't do anything wrong. Tanur banan, v'chol ziknei ha'ir ha'hu, ha'hi, ha'krov mi'el ha'chalal, yuchatsu tzidei ala egla ha'rufa benachal. It says that all those came in the city, they're close by the halal, the dead body, they wash their hands on the egla, on the arufa, in the nachal. Shaitam lo arufa. I don't need to tell you arufa. That we don't already talk about arufa. Why just say hala egla? Why say hala egla ha arufa? I don't need to say that hala arufa right. Umatam lo arufa. Why? What do we learn from the word arufa? Amalkam arufasa shal egla. You wash it, you actually wash your hands on top of where the animal is without the head on. You wash your hands mamish by the neck of that animal where the head was shot off. That's why it says al ha'egla ha'arufa. And the Amru, what does the kingdom say? Yadinu lo shavchus adam hazeh, ve'ininu lo ra'u. We said this line a few times already. Our hands not spill blood, and our eyes didn't see anything. V'chi al libeinu al sashabezin shavchin dam. What do you mean? We didn't think they were going to spill blood. Elam loba yadeinu katrunu lomazonos lova inuhu v'nichnuhu below levia. He said before and again. It means that we didn't see it, and we didn't see him and let him go without food. We didn't see him and leave him without levia, without accompanying him out of the city limits. War now has a big drush on the importance of levia, important part of accompanying your guests when they leave. Tanya hired Meir Omer kofin levia. You force someone to walk someone out of their house. Someone comes to your house to visit you. You're obligated to walk him out. It's very, very important to walk him out of the house. Sheschar levia in l'shir. You have no idea the reward you get for levia, for accompanying someone out of the house. You have no clue how important it is. Shneamar says vayiru hashomrim ish yotzei min ha'ir vayomru lo hereinu nas mavo ha'ir v'asinu m'chachesed. Over here, when the time of Yeshua, when the spies went to spy the land where they're going to attack, so they saw the people who were shomer the ear. They saw, I guess the spies saw someone walking out of the city, and they pulled aside and said, "Listen, show us how to get to the city, and we'll do you favors when we come in and conquer. If you keep this quiet, we'll help you out in the future." We'll see what it says. But your es mivoa ear. He showed them where the city opening was. What chesed do with him later on? It's not talking about the time of Yeshua. I apologize. It's talking about the time of Shoftim. It's in the Shoftim Perek Aleph. It's not time of Yeshua. Who are these Shomrim? I'm not sure the time. The first Perek of Shoftim. I'm not sure what the background over here is. I'm looking up for you before now. Here's the Shoftim Aleph. The very first story in Shoftim. When Israel is being destroyed, and we're fighting against the Kanani, Ubnei Keni, Chosei Moshe, etc. The Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, the people from the family of Yosef, they went to Beis El, and Hashem was with them. And so they went around the Beis El to kind of tour the land, and they saw these people who were touring the land, saw a person walking out of the city, and they were going to attack Beis El soon. And they first said, "How do we get in here?" And they showed them how to do it. And he showed them how to do that, and then they reward him afterwards. Uma chesed, and what reward they give? What kind of do for him? What chesed? Shekol osa ir hargul fichar. The whole city they killed. Osa ish mishpachto shalchum. And the rest of this person, his family, shalechu, they let him go. So this person was given the ability to leave, and the rest of the city was killed. And it says over here, ve'elech ish eretz achitim ve'yiven ir v'krash moluz. And this person, hisham ara yom hazeh. That's the pasuk ends. This person who they spared him, his family, he went to the land of the chitim, and he built a city called Luz. And to this day, for a long period of time, it was known as Luz. Everyone knew which city it was. This Luz was very, very special. Tanya, he Luz shetzovin batzchelis. This is Luz that became a very important place that they used to find a tzchelis die in Luz. He Luz sheba sancheriv lo bilbala. This is the same Luz that sancheriv, who was known for mixing up all people in different lands, and so no one would have be like bound to his land and fight him. Everyone was kind of exiled and put different lands. But Luz was never mixed around. Everyone knew where Luz was. It stayed as people. And Nebuchadnezzar of Loichriva, Nebuchadnezzar never destroyed it. Luz was stayed the entire time. It was just a lot of war, but Machbos often cannot hurt Luz. Luz is like free of Machbos walking in. Else the kingdom Sheba is much Daitan Katzelin, but the kingdom who lived there for a long, long time in Luz, when they became going out of their minds, they were so old, they were ready to like leave the world. Yotin Chutz Lechoma, Behem Mason, they would leave the city and they would die. But Luz was like this protected city. Now, it's all started from the fact that this guy showed them where to go through the ear, and that gave this guy such a bracha that his city he built was like untouchable. Malacham Avis, Mecheir, Nebuchadnezzar, you name it. Chelos was down there. Luz Barim Kal V'Chomer. Here's a Kal V'Chomer. Umat Kanani Zeh. So Diber B'Fiv Lo Halach B'Raglav. This Kanani who showed them where to go, he didn't tell them. He didn't even walk with them with his feet. And yet Garam Hatzel Lo Uzar Atzof Kol Doros. But yet Hatzel was given to him and his children for future generations until the end. Bishaosa Levia B'Raglav. If you actually walk someone out, and you accompany them, you protect them that way, all the more so that we're going to show that person a tremendous amount of reward. But meher alehem, so what exactly did he, how did he show them? I mean, he didn't tell them, he didn't walk them, what did he do? So chizki amar b'piv akam lehem, he just like, well, listen, like with his mouth, like, you know, his face, it was a facial gesture. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Be'etzba Hera Lehem, pointed to them. That alone was so crucial, and those, he wasn't even walking. You see over here the importance of Leviyah. Before we go on, just an interesting ha'ara, a great story I heard one time about pointing. Tell a story at the, I'll tell over Shabbos. Hanukkah was saying to Rabbi Yochanan, remind me that pointing. It was taught over, we had a teacher like Rabbi Yochanan, who says it was with the fingers, it was a point. The was taught elsewhere was because this Kanani pointed with his finger and told him where to go, that caused Hatzalah for him and his children for all future generations. So we see it was like Rabbi Yochanan, that it was a point of the finger, not a mere gesture of the face. Let's say you're walking in the way and no one's accompanying you, which means it's now considered dangerous, maybe. So learn Torah. To refer to Torah is Leviyah Schein. Really, it's like a beautiful, like a jewelry for your head, and Akim, and it's like jewels for your necklace for your throat. It's talking about Torah, but it calls it Leviyah Schein. It uses lashon of jewelry as Leviyah Schein, Leviyah. So if you're not going to accompany someone, learn Torah. Torah will replace the lack of Leviyah. I mean, if no one's walking you out, you should learn Torah. For the four steps that Avram, that Paro escorted Avram out, or that he arranged for Avram to be escorted out, Paro commanded people to walk out Avram and his family. He was zoche, so to speak. He merited to be able to enslave in Israel for 400 years, meaning in his land, in Mitzrayim. So because he did this for four steps. Every step was another 100 years that his nation was zoche. Whatever we're not using the word zoche, but they were given the opportunity, at least the power, to control. What do you mean? We have this idea beforehand, kind of, that someone was given the ability to control for a certain amount of time because of something. Okay, but it's chus tola. That means chus tola. Okay, but that's not really, the years aren't so clear. Where do you find another time of X amount of days? Something happens to X amount of days, there was a certain power someone had. And this we had recently. Someone had a certain amount of power because there was something that took a certain amount of days to happen. Sound familiar or not? We had it recently. I'll tell you what that amount of days were. You can tell me what it was. 40 days. No, not the steps. Something with 40 days, and it was related to David a little bit. Not David's mother. Not David's son. David's enemy. Referring to? Goliath. He was given 40 days to mess with Klal Yisrael. Right? Why 40 days? Because it took us that long to get the Torah. Right? The Torah was given over 40 days. So until that was given, there was time like the bad spirits of the world. So Goliath was tapped into that strength and was able to torture us 40 days as well. Okay. Whoever is Malav, his friend, four steps, four amos worth, between 6 to 8 feet in a city, meaning in a non-dangerous place, then that person, you Malav, once you leave him, he's given the protection he needs, he's not going to be hurt. Ravina ilave le Rava bar Yitzchak dal amos beir. Ravina walked Rava Yitzchak four amos into the city. Matl the aday hazekav itzil. And later on, when he separated from Rava bar Yitzchak, who was by himself now, had a hazekah, a damage that came by him, and he was saved from it because of the levia that Ravina gave him. Tan Rabbanan. What's that? We're looking at from damage then. No. I mean, what was it? Mice that happened? Rashi's not bringing it down. Talk about a Rab, the Talmud, Adi Brewer Shalir. If a Rab walks a Talmud out, he's got to walk him to the city limit, after the city limits even. Chaver, the Chaver, two peers who are both Talmud and Chaver walking each other out. Adzkum Shabbos. You got to walk him out to 2,000 Amos out of the city limits. And Talmud, the Rab, when you walk me out, Ein Lo Shir. You got to walk me as far as, there's no limits. But come on, seriously, Rekama, how much is that? That's a lot. He says over here, Amr Shesh is Ad Parsa. Yeah, welcome to Parsa. Lo Amr El Rabo. That's me. I'm not your main Rebbe, let's say. So then it'll be only Parsa. But if you had your Rabo Mufa, you got your main Rebbe, then how much would that be? Social Parcels, three Parcels, which is a lot. Rav Kana ilaveli Rav Simi bar Ashi mipum nara ad Beit Sinisa the Bavel. Rav Kana he walked Rav Simi bar Ashi out from a place called Pum Nara until Beit Sinisa Bavel. It's the name of the place. Kimatu Hasam, when he got to Beit Sinisa Amrule Vade Damrisu Hanin Sinisa the Bavel Mishnei Adam Rishon Isnu. Is it true? Would they say that these palm trees, these are palm trees that are found in Bavel here, where I walked you out to? Is it true that they're from the time of Adam Rishon? Amalei said back to him, it's Karta Milsa. You remind me of something. The Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Bichanina, Yossi Bichanina said, my dichtei, what's the Pasuk when it says, Ba'aretz lo avar ba'ish, lo yeshiv adam sham, it was a land where no man passed and no man settled. Says the Gemara, asked a question, Bichim Achar, lo avar heichan yashav, if they never ever passed there, how could they possibly dwell there? Of course, if they never passed, they never dwelled there. What does it mean, never passed, never dwelled? So Ella Eretz Gazra Leah Adam Rishon Lishuv Nis Yashva. Eretz Lo Gazra Leah Adam Rishon Lo Nis Yashva. What it means was that a land where Adam Rishon did not go so that it should be settled, it was not settled. A place that was go so that it would be settled, it was settled. And where it was not going to be settled, it was not settled. Rashi points out over here that Adam Rishon must have declared that they should have trees here. These trees should be there, and that's why they're here. So yeah, you asked the question, type of Adam Rishon, it's definitely because of Adam Rishon. He did not declare this land to be settled. That's why there are trees. The trees should grow here. That's why they're here. Rav Mordechai Yilavei Rav Ashi Me'agronia V'ad Be'kipi. So he, Rav Mordechai, accompanied Rav Ashi from Gronia to Be'kipi. V'amrila Ad Be'dura. So Be'dura. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Meir. Kol She'enu Melaveh U'mislaveh Kilu Shofek Damim. Whoever does not accompany a person or does not allow himself to be accompanied, that's mislaveh, it's like he's spilling blood. Shalimal, this is a very, very fascinating story. Shalimal Livehu Ashi Michal Elisha. If it were that the people of Yericho would have walked out Elisha when he went to Yericho, Elisha went to Yericho and they were missing water, and he helped them get a proper source of water and protected them, did a big miracle for them. Had they walked him out, Logira Badubim the Tinokos, he never would have incited the bears onto the children. Now we don't have the means yet, but we're about to hear the story. Story goes, Elisha was walking out, Shneimar, here's a story. Vayal Misham Beis El, so Elisha walked out of Yericho to go toward Beis El. Voila b'derech, and he was walking away. V'narim k'tanim yatzu min ha'ir, and the little children. Get that what it means. Narim k'tanim later on the Gemara. They left the city with like by him. He called Su'bo, and they mocked him. They made fun of him. Yomer lo alekarech alekarech. Ah, here's the bald man coming. Kerech, the bald man's coming up. Amru lo, and then that's the here. And now the Gemara explains. Amru lo, they were saying to him, Allah, go up. You've made this place bald to us. Meaning, these boys used to supply water to the town because the town had no good water. And now Elisha came and said to the town, you basically made us bald. You made this empty for us. You made this, you know, fruitless, hairless for us. We can't anymore sell our wares because you made them have plenty right now. You ruined it for us. Now, my Vinarim Tanim, why do we call them lads? Children, meaning it's not a nar is above a katan. Nar is a little above. So what's nar kind of meaning? It sounds like it's like a little bit. It's two different descriptions that aren't exactly accurate. Amar blazar shemenu arim in a mitzvos. Again, the nar is because they're menu arim in a mitzvos. Nurim means that they're mitzvos. They're shaken off from. They have no mitzvos on them. They're empty from mitzvos. And katanim shayu mikatne amuna. And they call it katanim because they were lacking amuna. And what does it mean lacking amuna? They had a job. The business went on bad times for them. Yericho now got water. So trust in God, Baruch Hu. He'll give you some other means of parnasa. But they felt like they lost all their chance of parnasa, and that they lacked an emuna. Tana Narim Hayu, another chat is, it was taught Narim Hayu, they're really Narim, they're really of lad age, like young teen age. But they belittle themselves like they were children, meaning they really were of young teens. That's what a Nar really is. And they act like they were younger, they were little babies. Master of Yosef asked a question, Dilma Hashem Koman, why don't we assume that the word Narim Ketanim is really like the name, one of them has to do with where they're from. It's the name of a place. After all, Bilok Siv does not say in the Pasuk, V'aram Yatsu Gdudim Yoshumi Eretz Yisrael Narak Tana. It's a Pasuk that says that Aram went out, Gdudim, they went out in like bands of like army. The army went out and they settled in Eretz Yisrael Narak Tana. And the Gemara there is this drush over here, Malachim Beis, it asks, I don't understand. The Kashalon, Nara uKtana, which one is it? Amar Padas, Ktana, the Nuran. There were Ketanim, but they were from a place called Nuran. So why do we say, oh, but that's also, maybe they were from a place called New Run. Why do we say it means that they were really of this age, where they acted like that way? Maybe they're simple. They were Ketanim, but they were from a place called New Run. So Hasam Mufarish Makoma, Hach Mufarish Makoma. There, in the story of Malachim, never said a place they're from. So we could say they're from a place called New Run. But by us, did say where they're from, Yericho. And therefore, you couldn't say it was from a place called New Run. So we were stuck with this difficulty of different ages. Where else do we find someone who was described seemingly as an age that he really wasn't? In our Gemara. We're in our Gemara in Sota, a person who was described as an age he wasn't. What does it say? It says Nar Bochet. It says he was Nar. How could it be? It says what? He was divorced. You're calling him then a Balmum? He was like off. It was physically like didn't make sense. Gemara had a big challenge to that. So Gemara answered, said no. It saw the Shechina with him, right? Something like that, or Chupas Neurim. His mother made for him like a beautiful Chupas Neurim, as she said, I'm never going to see your Chupa. Who else said, I'm never going to see your chuppah? To who? Someone else said to someone else, I'm not going to see your chuppah. You didn't see my chuppah, I didn't see your chuppah. Binyamin, right? Chupim, mupim, chupim. That was Binyamin called him that. Mupim, chupim. Yeah, that's pound worthy. Pound worthy. I'll give you a long distance down. Long distance. Okay. Excellent. Back to our story of the bears. It says, Vayifed acharav vayirum vayikalum Hashem Hashem. That he turned from them, he saw, and he cursed them, Hashem Hashem. Mara, what did he see? So I'm a Rav, Ra'a, Mamash, means Mamash, he saw them. As it says, Ketanya, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, means he looked. What does it mean? He's Ra'a, it means he looked at them. As it says, Komakum shenesnu chacham inayim omiso oni. Whenever chacham stare and give the stink eye to, so it either turns into misa for that thing, or oni, or poverty. But it's a serious reaction. The Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Ra shakula nisavra b'hen imam b'yom kippurim. What did he see? He saw that the mothers, iman, their mothers all became pregnant from relations they had in Yom Kippur, which is an isser we know is also to do with your husband and your wife in Yom Kippur, and therefore they were conceived b'isser. That's what he saw about them. They were conceived b'isser. From Yitzchak Nafla, Amar bloris ra lehen kilmari amrayim. That he saw they had this bloris, this big chip of hair. He had this hairstyle that was like non-Jewish. That's what he saw. He saw they had no sense of any mitzvah in their being. They had no mitzvahs to speak of that would protect them from what he's about to do to them. It says Gemara here, but Dilma of Israel, but maybe their children they would have one day. They would have schuyos and would have mitzvahs. It would do. Why kill them? Maybe the kids would be okay. Rabbi Lazar, Labav, Labizara, Atzov Kolos. No, he saw they and they had children. No one had mitzvahs to speak of to the end of the generations. There would be no line from these people that would have mitzvahs that you could connect to. Now the story. But Titzena Shteim Dubim in the ear of a Tikkenim Ham Arbaim Mishnei Yeladim. Nabi tells us that two bears came out of the forest and it tore apart 42 kids. Same discussion of Elisha. This is probably what happened. After Elisha saw them, gave him the stink eye, and all of a sudden, two bears come out of the forest and boom, tears them apart. 42 kids were killed from this mice. Rav and Shmuel, we have Rav and Shmuel who discuss exactly what happened here. Chadamar Nes, Chadamar Nes, but so nice. Whenever I say we're Chadamar, I don't know who said which, but one said it was a miracle, one said it was two miracles. Mandamar Nes, one said that there was a Nes, what was a single miracle? Yar Hava, Dubim Lo Hava. There was a forest there, but there were no bears there. Hashem created these bears to come and get them. Mandamar Nes, but Nes. What is this? A double miracle? Lo yar hava v'lo dubim hava. There was never a forest or bears. And Hashem created a forest and bears for them to go and do the damage. Says the Gemara, at that point in time, the hava dubim lo hava yar. Why need the second miracle of the forest? Just create bears. A wild line. The ba'isi, because the bears would be afraid without having a forest to run back to. Now, they're miracle bears. They're magic bears. Why are magic bears afraid? They should be magic bears. They shouldn't be afraid. You see over here, unbelievable idea. Even within a nace, Hashem creates nace teva within the nace. Hashem makes it so that they look like real bears. Otherwise, no, everyone knows a bear doesn't stop wandering around. You don't see bears walking around stam. They walk around. When no one's around, there's forests around. That's when they walk around. They usually walk around stam in the middle of nowhere. So Hashem, even when he does a miracle, he does so in a way where it's within the laws of nature. Rabbi Chanina, Bishvil, Arbi Mishnayim, Korbanos, Shikriv, Balak, Melech, Moab, Kufku, Yisrael, Arbi Mishnayim, Yiladim. Cost of 42 Korbanos. that Balak, king of Moab, offered in order to destroy Bnei Israel with Bilam. So he was given the schus again of having 42 kids that he was able to destroy. It is this true? Meaning, even though he gave for the wrong reasons, but he did do avodah zarah Hashem. He did korbanos Hashem. Person should always learn Torah and mitzvahs, even for the wrong reasons, because for the wrong reasons will become right reasons eventually, which means you should get rewarded for real. It shouldn't be a bad thing. He should be given positive things, not the ability to do negative things. Shebischar, we do here, and really in the end, we see more than that even, that he did, he was given a positive thing. Shebischar, Arvin, Mishnayim, Korbanos, Shikri, Balak, Melech, Moab, Zachar, Yatsas, Mianu, Rus, Shiatsa, Mimena, Shlomo. We see that the real reward he got, it says over here, he got reward. It wasn't 42 deaths of children, of Jewish children. The reward he got was because the 42 korbanos he brought, he merited to have from his line come Rus, who's one of his descendants. She's called afterwards Rus Hamovia. She's from the Melech Moav. So he had Rus. And from Rus came Shlomo Melech, came David, came Shlomo. And Shlomo, we know, offered Elef Olos, Yalel Shlomo. He offered 1,000 Olos. Was he really? That's really where the reward went to. So why are we saying over here that it was from the 42 kids dying? Vam Rabbi Yosi ben Chuni, Rus Bito Shel Eglon Beno Shel Balak Haisa. We see over here the Masorah again. Rus was the... second, sorry. Okay. So again, so here it says that Rus, we say over here, was the daughter of Eglon, who was the son of Balak. She was the granddaughter of Balak. So the rest of the year, it's true that he was given 42 good, he was given many good things for the korbanos he offered, but there was a level also that was bad. His type, his desire, even though he offered a korbanos Hashem, was to curse Jewish people. And therefore, that also was represented in reality, that the 42 people, 42 kids were killed for his 42 korbanos. So it's true, he also had l'shlomo balashmon, he had a positive thing of being the great grandfather of Shlomo HaMelech, who gave a lot of olos, korbanos. But he also was unfortunately able to do his damage as well. Well, one reward and one reward, exactly. Right. Vayomer Anshe Ir Elisha, Hinei Nam Moshe Vayir Tov, Kasher Aduni Ro'eh. The people of Yericho said to Elisha, look, you look around you, the city is nice as you can see. Of course, what are you talking about? Chimeacher Demayim Ra'im Ve'eretz Mashkelis. If the waters were bad and the land was like, was not fertile, because it was no really the way to provide vegetation, and what in the world does it mean that you see it's the great land? Elamatz of us, what was a good land? I'm Rabbi Chanan, Chay Makam Al Yoshva. Rabbi Chanan says that you see over here an important idea that people who live in somewhere, they have Chayn for that place. You feel national pride. Everyone feels proud of where they come from. Chayn, the favor of a place is on those who dwell in it. And Rabbi Yochanan says over here, there are three Chayns like that. Shoshu Chinos. There are three types of unusual levels of favor people see in within things. We just said the people who live in a land, they usually appreciate the land they're in more. Man loves his wife, even if she's not so pretty, but he finds her that way. He finds he's very interested and attracted to her, even though maybe she's not the most beautiful woman. And a person who buys something, usually you have to make it, you have to feel good about what you buy. You usually feel very excited about whatever purchase you have, even if it's not such a big deal. Elisha, by the way, that's a very, very interesting Gemara and something that's a very famous Gemara. As far as who it involves, which is the Gemara right now. The Gemara doesn't say it over here. It's edited, but it's about Jesus, about Yashka. Gemara over here is about Yashka. We'll find an unbelievable story of how Yashka became Yashka. About to happen. Yashka being Jesus. Yeshu. Yashka, Yeshu. Yeshu. Fine. Whatever you call him. Jesus. Anyways, the Gemara over here says the following. There were three Chalai and Chal Elisha. Elisha got sick for three different times. One of them because he incited these bears onto the children, he got sick for that. He was punished in the sickness for that. And another time because he pushed away his servant Gehazi with both of his hands. We had Gehazi before. Where did Gehazi before? Remember? Remember we had the word Gehazi before? It's a quick mention we had. Gehazi is a person. Where do we have him? Top of Amud Beis. Or so I thought. Still think. We had people who I thought that they wanted something and they didn't get that. They lost what they had and lost what they wanted also. They had a list of like 8 people like that. Avshalom. What was their list? No? What they want, they didn't get, and what they wanted, they didn't get, and what they had, they lost. And Isha Sota was one of them. We mentioned Shalom, Echazi, Achitof, Doeg, Adomi. Okay, you guys look at me like I'm crazy. Ah, here it is. Tesmabes, Kayan, Korach, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, Gechazi. Etc. That's what it is. Okay? Remember that? Sound familiar? Gehazi was the leech servant of Elisha. What did he do? Elisha rejects him with both of his hands. I mean, he pushed him away completely. He was punished for that. He was also punished when he got sick. He got sick and he died. When he was about to die. Shenamar, Elisha, chala es chalyo asher yamuspo. He got sick, his sicknesses. So chala is singular, chalyo is plural. So that's 1 + 2 = 3. And he died. That that wasn't a sickness of punishment. It was more like a sickness that leads to death. Like it was people get sick and they die. So he got, third one was a sickness of just leading to death. So he got sick 3 times. Oh, not yet. We'll see right now. Tanur Rabbanan, here's a line that's related to Jesus. The olam te'e shmuel docha v'yamina karevas. A person should get used to having his left hand push things away and his right hand bring things close. Meaning, don't reject entirely people. Don't reject things entirely. If you push away too much, then people will go astray. And that's what happened to Jesus. We'll see in a minute. Not like what Elisha did to Gehazi, a servant who pushed him with both his hands. He pushed one of his students away. That's what we're talking about over here, with both of his hands. Let's start with Elisha. Elisha Mahi, what happened to Elisha? The Chassidim said, Pasuk v'yomer Naaman, O'el, I'm sorry. V'yomer Naaman, O'el, kach kikarim, fine. He says what happened was as follows. Naaman was a leper. He had saras, and he couldn't get healed. He went to Elisha to get healed, and Elisha healed him. He wanted to pay Elisha back with money. Elisha said, "Don't pay me back. I don't want anything. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything's Kadosh Baruch Hu." When Naaman rode, he was a king. Naaman, he rode away. So Gehazi ran back. He said, "Oh, my master wanted me to tell you. He does want the stuff in the end." And he gave them in the end kikar and kesef. Gave them like gold and silver. Okay. It says the pasuk afterwards, Vayomer Elav, Loli bi halach, Loli bi halach, kasher hafach ish me'almar kapto, likrasecha, ha'is lakachas hakesef, lakachas begadim, v'zayisim, ukramim, tzor bakar, avadim, ushlachos. Over here it says again, it says that this is Elisha talking to Gehazi. Did my heart not go with you when you turned around and went after the man on the chariot and you took the time for taking kesef and you took begadim, zeisim, kramim, tzon, bakar, abadim, shachoy, you took so many things. Mark's over here, 1 second. Mishakal kuliai. This is Elisha talking to Gehazi. I'm a prophet. I know what you did. But he didn't take all those things. Kesef begadim, who shakal? No, sorry, not kesef begadim. Kesef begadim. He took clothing. He took silver. But he didn't take all these things. Rizk explains, no. At that point in time, Elisha was learning this, the idea, the sugya of Shmona Shratzim. Shmona Shratzim is about the 8 creepy crawlies we had in the past, the sherets. Where do you have sherets in the past? Is that? Klicheret's good. It also was an example of, what else? Of a tumba, where a person did not start as an avatumma. As a sherets of avatumma, you can touch a person. Rishon tumba. Okay, anyways. So I was learning Shmona Shratzim. We're learning about all the ideas of things and learning Torah, and there were Shmona Shratzim about it. I'm alone. And Elisha says to Gehazi, who he's learning with this with, Russia, Gia Aisli told Schar Shmona Shratzim. Now you get the reward. You use up your Olam Haba for this world. You take up the Shmona Shratzim discussion of Torah learning that we're having, and you bought it instead with these 8 different physical items you traded in. V'taras na'amanti da'begba b'cha v'zaracha l'olam. And Elisha cursed him. That he says, it's a saras that Naaman has. It should cling with you and your children forever. You should get his saras as a punishment. And it says later on, it says that there were 4 Mitzorim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that was Gehazi and his 3 sons. Elisha went to Damascus. Why did he go? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, below chazar. He wants to bring get chazi, his trusted servant. That's probably just trusted. He wanted him back to do tshuva, and he would not do tshuva. I'm below chazar b'chay. He said, come back. I'm below kach mukublan b'chay. I learned from you the following thing. You taught me if someone does a sin and they cause others to sin as well, other people sin because of them, then they cannot do tshuva. My Abba, what did Gechazi do that was other people sinning as well? What did Gechazi do? He could arm me, Evan Shoah, Evan Talalov, the Chatazi Ravim, the Mido Ben Shemayim Laaretz. Some say that he could, Evan Shoah was like a magnet, a pulling stone, a magnet, and he put it between, by the Chatas of Yeravim Ben Avad, who was a bad king. And he had this floating in the air. It was immediately trying to, so kind of hovering in the air, levitating. People thought it was like a god. And Gechazi did that. And so therefore everyone went astray. Because, I mean, some say it was Sham Chakak La Pume Vaisa Omeris Anuchi Lo Yelecha. Some say that what he did was he put on the mouth of the animal, he like wrote Shem Hashem, he engraved Shem Hashem in the mouth of the animal, and the animal started to speak. And it said Anuchi Hashem Okecha, you should have no other gods besides me. And again, people thought it was Rezor. Some say no. What he did was he just didn't let the Rabbanan go in front of Elisha. He didn't let them spend time with Elisha. He hogged Elisha for himself. The Chassid said the pasuk by Yom Rubenei Anavim Elisha. They say when Gehazi was gone, they said Elisha, the place we're sitting right now is very tight for us. Implying Mechlal, we can deduce that it wasn't so tight before. And why? Because Elisha Gehazi should hold everyone back from going to Elisha, and he wouldn't let the Chum have time with Elisha, and that's why he was punished. That's why he was machti the rabbi. Finally, Yeshua ben Prachya, my Havi. What happened to Yeshua ben Prachya? What did he do? So, Kidhavi Katzil Yanei Malka, the Rabbanan. When Yanei Malka was killing the rabbis, he mentioned the Yanei before, and he killed all the rabbis. Shum Mechetach Amtinu Achte. Shum Mechetach was hid by his sister. His sister, who was married to Yanei Malka, hid him. Yeshua ben Prachya also Arak Alexandria. Yeshua ben Prachya, he escaped and he went to Alexandria of Mitzrayim, to Egypt. Kiavi Shalma, when there finally was peace in the Yanei Malka, was no longer looking to people for particular.
Alexandria in Egypt was one of the massive library, or maybe the massive shore where they would.
Correct. And the Maran Sukkah brings down. They would have this, they were so big, they would, no one could hear the chas, and they would wave and tell everyone when to say amen. Excellent. Very good. Same place. Excellent. If you have a Shalma, when there was finally peace in Eretz Israel, Shalach Le Shabu Mechetach, Shabu Mechetach sent word to Yusuf Mephrachia, and he said to him, Mini Yushalayim, you're a Kodesh Lechal, Alexandria Shabbatraim. From me, Yerushalayim, your Kodesh to you, Alexandria, Achuti, Baali, Shuri B'tochich. My sister, my husband, is dwelling in your midst. Va'ani, but I, Yosef, I'm here alone, I'm desolate. Come join me, welcome back. It was like a code name they had, come back and join me in Yerushalayim. Amar Shvamina, Havale Shama. So Yerushalayim Prachim says, we're at peace, I can go back. He also, when he was on the way back, when he was coming, Iklala Hawush Biza. He arrived at a certain inn. Come, Kamayo, Bikara, Shapir, Avdilu. Come, Kamayo, they stood in front of him. He's Bikara, Shapir, Avdilu, Yikara, Tuva. And they gave him great respect, meaning he gave them respect, and they gave him back even more respect. They treated him like he was a chasher person. Yosef, Kamashtavuk, Bayach, he sat down, and he was praising them. Kamana, Achsani, Azu, how pleasant is this hostess? What a nice hostess. Amalei Echem, one of the students said to him, Rabbi, Inea Torto, she's not so pretty. Her eyes are like very round. Not so pretty. And he's like, what? I'm really Russia. The kachata was sick. You think I'm talking about how pretty she is? How nice she is. How kind she is. You're dealing with these? You think I'm talking about beauty? Afik arba mea shuf shipuri. He took out 400 shofars, 400 trumpets. The shamte, and he put him in chayrim. He rejected his students. Kol yoma asal kamei ilo kible. Every day the student would come to him, and he would say, forgive me. And he would not forgive him. Yom Echad, one day, Havi Kalkari Shema. One day, Shulman Prachi is saying Shema. Asa l'kamei. The student comes one last time. Havi B'daitei l'kibluei. He had in mind to accept him. He had in mind to say, you know what, I'll take you back. But Achmilei B'yadei. Like this, give him one of these things. Give him the hand, right? He gestured with his hand over here, like, not now. I'm busy. Now, he was saying Shema, so he was wait until I'm saying Shema. And he wanted to take him back. Savar mitcha dachile, but this Talmud felt he's rejected me one last time. Azil zakal vintei palcha. So this Talmud went and he put up a brick and he bowed to it. Bowed to a brick. What's the word? Where's the levanim? Where's the levanim in our in Sota? Bricks.
Oh, Jews make
bricks. Yeah, with paro, right? We put a brick around his neck, a mold of a brick so that everyone's seen. They would say, oh, power is working, so we're awesome. Excellent. Amar Lei, finally, he goes back to his Talmud. He says, Chazar Becha, come back. Amar Lei, kak with the body Becha. He says, I can't. I have the following Masorah from you. Chalachoti, machi, zarab, me, ma speaking. The other Lassos Teshuva. Masorah I have is that if I was a chote and I did things wrong, and other people would follow me, I can't do Teshuva anymore. Amar Mar, because people state that, what did this Talmud do? Ki Shefe, Sisve, Diach, Vichyas Yisrael. He did sorcery, he incited them, he caused them to go astray, and he made Klal Yisrael follow him. Jesus. That's why he also, that's why he couldn't go to reject me too much rejection. That's why he lost him. Yeah.
Yeah, Baruch Hussein says the real Yisrael
is the Yisrael. You said there? You have
it in
yours? Before it was censored, exactly. So at least, so our, mine doesn't say that at all, because they censored that too, I guess. But you have in yours a recent edition, so it says it was from. Tani Rishum, Ben Azra Omer, he says over here, there are three things. Yetzer Tinok Yisha. Yetzer Hara, a child and a wife, taste small, doch have a meaning of crevice. You have the right balance. You should push away a little bit, you should also embrace. When you get to horror, don't be such a machmir. Don't say, I'll never get any pleasure from anything at all in the world. You can't do that. You need to get pleasure from the world. Otherwise, you're not going to survive. So, you get to horror, push a little bit, but also bring in when the right time comes. Your child, you have to rebuke him sometimes, but also love him more than you rebuke him. And finally, there's a story of is an Isha when you're married. So, you have to have this, you shouldn't be with your wife all the time. You should. Again, push a little bit away, but also embrace even more than you do that. Stop over here.